This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Even 10 months later, we still love and we still jam to it. 20 minutes after the hour, you're listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future, right here on the Campus Voice. For those of you who are wondering, what is Peru? Peru is actually a country. Peru is actually a country that is in South America that is also home to a section of the Amazon rainforest, as well as the Machu Picchu, an ancient Inca city high in the Andes mountains. So you thought ukuthi Peru mhlambe is just, you know, something Ed Sheeran as well as Fireball are just saying, but it's actually a country, guys. It actually has a history. It actually has a flag. It has people. It has a language and all of that good stuff. But get asiko lapo. I mean, I was just passing the message so that you know next time when someone asks you, what does Peru mean? So we are still back and it's hashtag Making Moves Monday. And this Monday I have had one person that I already had a conversation with who told me what moves they're making. And I have someone else, a young lady who's making amazing moves. And her name is Joy Shange. And this is how we welcome our guests on the show. Boo, 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 boo. Hi, Joy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gesana. Wow. So you are a joy maker. That's why we zongo joy.
So.
You're giving people joy all over the world. Welcome to MUT Radio, right here on the Campus Voice.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That's absolutely great. So baby girl, what moves are you making today for this week, Inji?
This week, well, to be honest, it's focusing on school.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'll head on back to the nonprofit organization I have.
Yeah, of course, because it's exam season, which we hate. It's terrible, but like, I feel like, ngazi nje, you are chilled, yabo, awukhathazekile. I'm sensing positive energy from you.
Yes, I mean, the Bible does say fear not, so I'm trying to handle it well.
Absolutely. So for those of you, Abangamazu Joy, guys, Joy actually grew up right here in KZN, Iskawini, in a township, and she comes from a loving home of 6 siblings. She's currently studying her second year in marketing at TUT. She's the founder and CEO of Si Little Pila, nonprofit organization, which she actually opened last year. So baby girl has been making some very great moves. Yeah, Bonji, that's not Mona. You're doing great.
Thank you so much.
So tell me, like, you come from a home of 6 siblings. Which one are you? Are the first born, second born, third born, in the middle, last born?
I'm the middle child.
You're the middle child.
Yep.
Okay, that's great. And how is it like being the middle child? Is there any pressure?
Not at all. I mean, when it comes to my family, I don't think there's any pressure or any sort of competition. It's just showing love and helping each other wherever we need help, hey?
That's great. Speaking of family, your name is quite interesting, and I know this is going to sound so corny and cliche, but, your family named you Joy. Like, did they tell you, did you ever ask your parents, Uguti, mom and dad, you guys named me Joy, right? Is it because you knew that I'd bring joy into people's lives, or what's the story? Is it because of your love story, you guys brought joy into each other's lives?
To be honest, I actually haven't asked about specifically Joy, but all my names together, like, they bring like sort of like a meaning in a sentence, so that's why I asked them.
Okay, so tell me your full, because meaning so Joy Shang, I didn't even go into your second name.
Yes, it's Joy No Pila Sihengel.
Oh,
so I think
beautiful name.
It's Sihengelwe Yenjabulo No Pila.
Girl, when I was only Sinjabulo, was only Sinjabulo, because all your names, like, yo, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story of my name. Not specifically joy.
I think that's just the story of your life, hey?
Yeah, I believe so too.
Yeah, because you know what they say about names, Wuti? Names are actually very prophetic. And what you're named, even if your parents don't know at the time, they're actually speaking it into existence.
Yes, true.
Yeah, absolutely.
What power in what you speak. So I guess them calling me Joy really means something.
It really did. And you know what they say, Joy, Uguti, Gtiwa family, saying it to family because we're talking about family, but Gtiwa charity starts at home, right?
Yes.
So with that being said, this thing of you giving back and contributing to the community, having an NGO, is it something you learned from home? Njengoba ngisho ukuthi charity starts at home. Was it a passion? Ayivele ipractice wekhaya. So what's ngiqhubeke nayo lento le?
Yes, it was definitely something I picked up from home, especially my granny, my late granny.
Yes.
Played a role. And with my aunts taking that with them as well, it definitely played a role in me wanting to give to the community.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, may her soul rest in peace. And she really paved the way in this journey that you've taken.
Sorry, I'm struggling to hear you.
Gitsi, she really paved the way in this journey that you've taken of giving back.
Yes, indeed, she did.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That's absolutely amazing. I know, Wuti, you mainly focus on donating sanitary pads, school uniforms, including shoes. Mina Joy, I want to know, how are you able to do this? You know, and how is it going so far? Because you are a student, yabo. So I would like to know, Wuti, how's it going so far? Which schools and communities have you actually donated for so far, and how many?
The schools I've donated to so far, is three. Two from KZN.
Yeah.
One from Sikanyisele Primary. The two is Kula High School in Iskarini and Dube High School. And the reason why we started there was because, yes, as you said, charity begins at home.
Yeah.
So I had to first work around, you know, home where I grew up.
Oh, wow.
Be like, you know.
Yes, of course. Mm. That makes perfect sense.
Yes. So with my organization so far, we've basically been collecting from the community to help those that are in need.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be focusing on getting sponsors from next year.
Oh,
applying
wow.
for sponsorships.
That's amazing, Joy. That's amazing. Mm. So apart from the fact Uguti charity begins at home and you learned this from your grandmother, why else would you want to work for an organization that is non-profit?
Why else would I like to help?
Yeah, why else would you want to have an NGO? Apart from the fact that charity starts at home, is it also something that you just are very passionate about?
Yes, it's something I'm really passionate about. And, you know, with seeing different communities suffer, you know,
yes.
hearing on the news now and then, hearing this issue and this issue, you'd obviously want to help, especially if you have a passion to help the community. So that's another reason why.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what, Joy, big ups to you. You're so young. Ngesi, she's so young. I don't even know how old she is, but yeah, I'm assuming she's young because she's doing her second year. So big ups to you. It's not a lot of young people that actually feel like it's their responsibility or they should actually be helping, or rather they should be creating the world that they want to see. Cause we know we always speak about change and we're always complaining, but
yeah.
It's a very small number of us that actually take on that responsibility of actually creating the change that we want to see. And you're one of those people.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. So how does, you know, your line of work actually integrate with your values, like your personal values as Joy? How does that integrate into the work that you do?
With the way I've been raised, I've been raised at church, you know. So definitely loving one another.
Absolutely.
Is the base of where this actually grew from. Hearing about other communities.
That's very true. So, Joy, you said charity starts at home, and you also spoke about how you guys are going to focus on getting investors and sponsors next year. But I want to know, njengamanje, who is Joy's biggest cheerleader? Like, Joy's hype man or woman, someone who's always cheering her on in this particular line of work? Because I would assume it does get exhausting and demotivating with Sini's cuts. So,
it definitely does get hard, especially when you feel like giving up and then you remember the reason why you started.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't want to name names because then I'd forget other people.
Yeah. That's
definitely my family, my friends, especially my team. I have a team that I'm working with. I'm definitely not alone in this. So, my team plays the biggest role when it comes to us putting in projects.
Yeah. I love it for you. And you did say you don't want to mention any shout outs specifically because you don't want them to be mad at you if you forget people. But there is someone who is sending a shout out to you, and her name is Ukatleho Malepo from Pictoria.
Wow, thank you so much. That's my cousin.
Oh, Katleko, we love you. Thank you so much for supporting Joy and for listening to us.
Thank you so much.
So NGOs don't always seem to receive the funding that they actually need to make a difference in communities as much as they like. I mean, we spoke just now, Joy, about Uguti. Sometimes it's tiring. Sometimes it's demotivating. And one of the reasons it is like that is because of the lack of funding. So would you say you have faced the same challenges, or you are currently facing those struggles in you being able to reach where you'd like to be as an organization?
Well, yes, we are facing a few challenges, but I think with my nonprofit company, we are dealing differently at the moment with collecting from communities.
Yeah.
So I can't say much with sponsorships, but from next year we will be dealing with that. So I'll know from then. But I mean, the first question for anyone who owns an NPO or NPC is that, are they applying to the right companies or sponsors that want to deal with what they are working with?
Yes.
And, are they actually applying? Because we can really say we're struggling, but are we doing anything about it to get funding?
Yeah, that is so true, Joy. I also really... Yeah,
but it's not easy.
I can imagine. I mean, we're in South Africa, like... You know, I feel like when it comes to such things, it's never easy, especially because futhi kuba khona nepotism, kuba khona nalento ukuthi, yabona, corruption is everywhere, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, kuba nzima in that way. Okay, so if there was an investor or if there was a sponsor listening right now, because you said you guys want to focus on that next year, and next year is just, you know, in a couple of days, hey? So if they were listening right now and you were given just 60 seconds to present your case before them as to why they should invest in your NGO, Ungathini?
Well, having a sponsor can actually help us as an NPC to reach more communities around South Africa, as we've already touched in KZN and Gauteng. So, to the sponsor, help me make a change and fill gaps where maybe governments are struggling.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. You finished that in less than 40 seconds. Wow, I'm so proud of you, Joy.
Thank you so much.
I'm super, super proud of you. You deserve that. I'm super proud of you. Like, I set my timer and I was like, okay, she's probably not going to even make it to a minute. She's not. Yeah, well, cause it's a hard question for 60 seconds, but you killed it.
Thank you so much. I mean, you have to be ready with stuff like this, with sponsors. You have to be ready.
Absolutely, Joy. That's why I was like, I want to ask you this question, because you need to always be ready for an opportunity. You may never know.
Yes, true.
Yeah. So as we're speaking about always being ready for an opportunity, ngokwakho, just in your own opinion, no pressure, what do you think makes a successful NGO?
With all honesty, planning. Knowing what you want as an NGO, where you want to go. Yeah, so I just say planning is very important as an NGO.
Planning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wow. Okay. Bus babe type of vibes. Bus babe type of vibes, because you're like just planning. I feel like, you know what they say, the old saying, Uguti, if you fail to plan, you know that old saying, if you fail to plan, you're going to fail. You're planning to fail. If you fail planning to fail. Yes. True. So it's very important to plan, especially with Indenjenge NGO, where you're dealing with people's lives.
Yes.
You're almost like a doctor, Joy.
I'm almost like a... Sorry.
You're almost like a doctor.
Oh.
Okay, so we have a few people that are sending you shout-outs. Your people love you so much. Omunye. Oh. Zandi is saying, we're so proud of what you do. Hi, Zandi. We're proud of her, too.
Thank you.
We've also got another shout out for you. This is Usihlengiwe in Victoria. She's also sending a shout out and saying, we are proud of the work you're doing for the community. Oh, man. Hi, Usihlengi.
Thank you so much.
Konomunye, who is saying, Ikamalake is Loyi. I hope I'm pronouncing it correct. Loyi is saying, this is such an insightful session with Joy. I loved the fact that she said, what makes us a successful NGO is planning. That's very vital.
Mm.
Oh man, Joy.
Thank you so much.
All these people are singing your praises. They love
you. Those are all my supporters that I don't want them. Not mentioned.
Yes. And they just keep the messages flooding in. Omunye is saying, well done, Joy. And this is Auntie Mabongi.
Oh, thank you. She was able to listen.
Yes. And when I said you're a doctor, and I'm sure you thought I was exaggerating, but Uzandi agrees with me because she's saying, yes, she is the doctor of the people and hope. Yabon.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Joy, you really are a joy maker. You bring so much joy in people's lives, and I think people like you need to be given their flowers while they're still a present, alive. And futhi badinguk support, man, because you're young. You don't have to be doing what you're doing, you know. You could be just living it up, you know.
Living my best life.
Living your best life and just like rocking. Yeah, well, not so good. Yeah. That's wrong. Of course, it's not wrong. It's part of our lives as young people. Yes. I'm not saying we shouldn't rock, but see, you get what I mean, Joy.
Yes.
Yeah. So big ups to you, girl. I wish you nothing but the best in your journey. And speaking of that, are there any new upcoming projects before we wrap up?
Well, we are still wrapping up the collecting of sanitary pads.
Yes.
So we're busy with that, so that before schools close, we're actually able to hand into the schools.
Mm.
Specifically, I'll be dealing here in Pretoria with this last project.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So that's what I'm busy with right now.
I love that. I'm glad. Joy, you are an amazing woman. You are the kind of woman that young girls say they want to be when they grow up. Please keep on keeping on. And don't allow anything to hold you back. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. This was definitely one for the books. My first interview.
One for the books. Antlek, lalela. Where can people follow you on social media? Should it be they want to donate or they just want to follow you and connect with you?
Oh, if they want to follow me, it's at joy.shange. And with my organization, it's Siletupila. Yeah, I think, yeah, they'll find it. They can see at Siletupila.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joy. It's been amazing. We love
you
lot.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed my time.
Yes, we enjoyed you too.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.